From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. Florida's teachers aren't as diverse as their students. That's the finding of a new study that looked at the diversity gap in the classroom. State Impact Florida reporter Sammy Mack explains.
Researchers from the Center for American Progress, a progressive think tank, compared teacher and student demographics in every state. What they found were vast gaps between the ratios of non-white teachers and non-white students.
There's a serious issue here.
Ulrich Boser is a senior fellow at the center and author of the study. Nationally, there's an average 30 percentage point difference between teachers and students of color. Florida's gap is a little smaller, 26 points, but Boser points out there are some districts with acute disparities. In Hardy and Hendry counties, there's more than a 50-point difference between the ratio of Hispanic teachers and students. It matters, says Boser.
When you look at the research, students of color succeed much better in terms of academic outcomes with teachers of color.
And, he says, students in less diverse settings, like North Dakota, could also see benefit from teachers with a mix of backgrounds. The conclusion of the paper recommends engaging minorities in training and mentorship programs to encourage more diverse teaching staffs. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.
South Florida is ahead of the race when it comes to pay. A report by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics showed that wages in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties were up by 2.3%. The rest of the country was up an average of 1.7%. The pay increase in South Florida was higher than big metropolitan cities like New York, Boston, Washington, and Chicago. But South Florida couldn't beat them all. San Francisco, Dallas, and Houston had more of a yearly wage increase than South Florida. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba, and now we say good morning to Michael Stock.